on digital and online. Downtown Country.
Good evening if you're listening on either Downtown Radio or our new digital station, Downtown Country. It's Stuart Banford in for Ken Bruce tonight, and I think this is the part of the show we've all been waiting for, right? Because joining me on the phone right now is country music superstar Carrie Underwood.
Hello.
Hi Carrie, lovely to speak to you.
You too, thank you so much for having me.
You recently celebrated a decade in country music with a greatest hits package. I mean, when you look back, can you believe all that you've achieved?
I've just been so lucky over the past 10 years to be able to just be a part of some really, really amazing things. Yeah, I'm still surprised and humbled by just the stuff that I get to do, the places I get to go and people I get to meet. And it's great.
I mean, you're living the dream.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, 56 million records sold worldwide, 21 number one singles, 7 Grammy Awards, and the first female country artist to be named the Academy of Country Music's Entertainer of the Year twice. I mean, American Idol seems like a long time ago, right?
You know, in some ways it does, but in some ways it kind of feels like yesterday, too. It's weird. I mean, 10 years isn't that long ago. But yeah, I mean, there's just been so much stuff that's happened in between.
Come on in. How you doing?
Good. What are you gonna sing?
I Can't Make You Love Me.
All right.
'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something that it won't hear in the dark.
Okay, that was very good.
Who's your favorite singer? Who do you love?
Actually, Martina McBride.
Yeah, I could hear a little bit of that. Yeah, very good.
I was saying to someone the other day, I'm surprised that we haven't found a good country singer in this competition yet. I think you're very good.
Thank you.
I think you should stay good at what you're doing as well. Randy?
Definitely.
Paula?
Yes.
Carrie, you're through to the next round.
Welcome to Hollywood, girl.
Yeah. Well done.
I mean, out of all your accomplishments, what is it that you're most proud of?
Being a member of the Grand Ole Opry is definitely something that is an achievement, just because it's so legendary in country music. I mean, that's kind of our church, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, just, yeah, I get to travel and play at just amazing places and meet a lot of really incredible fans and people, and it's just, it's all amazing.
To be inducted by Garth Brooks?
Right. Not too shabby.
No.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I didn't know what to say when I got to stand here. I can't imagine what you're feeling right now. I cried like a baby the whole time. So this is all about you. And this is a marriage. I mean, this is tough stuff. But being around you 5 minutes, you get it. I know you get it. Coming from Oklahoma, I know you're sharp as a whip, of course. Man. And I got to tell you, I know you're going to enjoy it, but it is, you will be reined with awards from the CMA, the ACMs, Grammys, all that stuff. Nothing will last as long or be more important than this award right here tonight. Congratulations. And so if you don't mind, with all kind of honor, all kind of everything in my heart and soul, the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, Miss Carrie Underwood.
The new album, Storyteller. Can you tell us a bit about recording this one?
It took us a while just to get through everything. I had a little more time on my hands just, you know, due to having a baby and things like that. And so I really tried to take advantage of living with the songs and spend some extra time writing. And I recorded with a few different producers this time instead of just one. So I really wanted to just push myself musically and get myself out of my comfort zone. Okay. and work with people that I hadn't worked with before. So hopefully it paid off. I think it did. I'm pretty proud of this album. And right now I'm in that zone of I just can't wait for it to be out.
that's a brave thing in itself, because I mean, you have such a winning formula. I know the sound, it's not too different than what you've done in the past, but still there's differences there. You're exploring different avenues.
Yeah, it's still me, but it's definitely lives in its own space. It has its own sound, and things are kind of a bit more twangy. I felt like with our last album, Blown Away, you know, that was a bit more dramatic. So we've scaled back the drama, the fierceness of it, and just kind of, it's a little bit more laid back, with a little more twang, but it's still very fresh, I think.
Do you know what I love? Church Bells.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's among the best stuff you've done.
Thank you. I love a good story song. I mean, it's album's called Storyteller, but that's something that I feel like country music does that other genres of music don't really get to do. It's just kind of part of our, I don't know, our heritage to have story songs.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with the blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down.
Northern Ireland's fresh new country station, Downtown Country.
Girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
Welcome back. It's Stuart Bamford in for Ken Briss tonight on both Downtown Radio and Downtown Country. I'm chatting to Carrie Underwood. And you know, Carrie, part of the reason why I think we love country music, particularly here in this part of the world, is because we've had such a rich tradition of great poets and playwrights that have come out of here. And we love the whole storytelling aspect.
Yeah, I mean, there's some substance there. I mean, either it's relatable stories that you can completely just see your life in, or things are just really entertaining, like you have to sit back and get to the end to figure out what happens.
Sure. And I mean, the first single, Smoke Break, it's just set a record for being the largest first week radio ads in the history of country music. I mean, you're back with a bang.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's been very well received, which is it's a huge relief. It's really exciting. You just spend so much time, you know, writing and recording and just trying to get everything right. And then you finally release something and you're like, oh, gosh, please. I hope I was right in feeling that this was great. So when people react positively, it's just really good reinforcement.
Sure.
It makes you feel good about getting a good start, for sure.
You became the first country artist to headline the Apple Festival. How was that?
It was really great. I mean, just an incredible crowd in front of me. The venue, the Roundhouse, was just, it was such a cool place to play. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally during songs, it would flash in my head, like, there's like, this is literally broadcasting everywhere to anybody that wants to watch it. I mean, it was just an incredible feeling.
Do you look back on performances like that? Are you quite hard on yourself?
Yes, I honestly rarely look back on performances, because sometimes if something went really well in my head, I just want to leave it there.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I watch it, I'll pick it apart. But on the opposite side, a lot of times if in my head it's bad, like, you know, I couldn't hear this and I don't know where that was and then what happened here and the band dropped out, and when I watch it back, it's better than I thought it was. So I'll only watch it back if I think it's not good.
Listen, being a radio presenter is the same thing. Some of your worst shows are really your best, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just been announced that you're going to headline next year's Country to Country Festival in London, Glasgow and Dublin.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Just, you know, being able to come back to places I've played and you know, play in new places. I mean, it's fun to be able to expand and just meet new fans and hopefully play an awesome show.
I remember you played the Waterfront Hall in Belfast two years ago. Now, I was there, and I remember a couple actually got engaged on the stage.
Yeah, they did. That was so sweet. We normally don't really do that, but when the guy was trying to get in contact with us, the story was just so sweet that we just had to go with it. It was really, we had to be a part of it. It was just a cool thing.
When you come out of America and you're used to playing these huge stadiums, when you come to somewhere like Ireland, are you at all anxious about how your music will be received?
I'm always a little nervous, just in that I don't know what to expect. You know, I'm like, are they gonna know the songs? Are they not? Are they just gonna, are they gonna be like a rowdy crowd? Or are they just gonna, you know, sit back and take it all in? And every time I've just been pleasantly surprised playing outside of the U.S. People show up and they're ready for it. You know, they know every word to everything. It's like they've went and got all my albums and like did their homework or something. Sure. They show up ready.
But you know what? This is it, Carrie. We're just so grateful that someone like yourself comes here, that, you know, we're waiting for it. We're so excited, you know?
Well, I am equally, if not more grateful that people show up and seem to be excited.
And of course, you and your husband, Mike, you're now proud parents to baby Isaiah.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lovely dedication to, I mean, I would say both the guys in your life on the album.
Yeah. You know, people would keep asking me, oh my gosh, like, how do you think, you know, becoming a mom is changing your songwriting or you as an artist? And I'm like, oh, it's not really, I'm not doing like a, you know, 180 and going, you know, completely different. I'm not going to record an album full of lullabies, but yes, inevitably, you know, when you're writing, your life works its way in there somehow. And, he definitely, both the men in my life, my son and my husband, got a little nod on the album.
Downtown Radio and Downtown Country. Stuart Bamford here, chatting to Carrie Underwood. And Carrie, do you find when big things like that happen in your life, like having a baby, you find it easier to relate and connect to the songs?
I feel like it makes me more relatable to just a whole new group of people, the whole parenting group, which is a really big group of people. That's a really big step in life. But yeah, it's another dimension, and it's pretty amazing.
Can I ask you, there was a story a while back about Isaiah getting locked in a car with the dogs.
Yeah.
What was that about?
We were at the airport, and like you do 1,000 times, you know, you pull up and you get out of the car and you shut the door so you can go open the trunk and get all your stuff out. So the car was running, the air conditioning was on, you know, it wasn't a hot car. Mm-hmm. But the second my husband and I just both shut our doors, one of my dogs, I don't know which one it was, like jumped up on the little arm controller thingy and pressed the lock button. And then I was just like, no. Of course, nobody had an extra key. We called the police immediately and they didn't seem to be too concerned. So we were just like, all right. After like 20 minutes, I was like, you know, trying to entertain my son through the window. And he was fine, laughing at me. But yeah, we eventually had to break the window because we had to catch our flight.
But I mean, you laugh about it now. I'm sure it was scary at the time.
Yeah. Nothing, like nobody was ever in any danger. It was more frustrating than anything because it was my in-law's car. And it was just all frustrating.
Do you know what sounds like a scene from like a Ben Stiller movie, doesn't it?
Right. No, that's exactly what it felt like.
From me, that boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free.
Downtown Country.
Downtown Country. Stuart Bamford chatting to Carrie Underwood. One of your early hits there, Carrie, Jesus Take the Wheel. And I mean, your faith has always been something that's been incredibly important to you. In the future, could you ever see yourself recording an entire country gospel album?
I would love that. That's actually on my bucket list. I grew up with hymnals in church and just everything being very traditional and very simple, and that's kind of what I would like to do, just for me at some point.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder.
Stuart Bamford on Downtown Country.
fantastic. And I mean, the new album, Storyteller, it's out on October 23rd. The first single, Smoke Break, it's out right now. You'll be back in Ireland next year playing the Country to Country Festival. And you've also got a fitness line out called Kalea.
Yeah. I'm a busy lady.
Yeah.
but it's been really fun because it's like a fitness lifestyle line. So it's everything's very comfortable and it's not just specifically meant to be worn at the gym. So I practically live in it.
Superb. Well, Carrie, listen, from my behalf, I mean, this is like a tick off the bucket. Let's just get in to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. If you want to introduce a new single.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Carrie Underwood and you are listening to Smoke Break.
She's a small town hardworking woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving. It's hard to be a good wife and a good mom. Christian.